This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deshaun Watson's contract has cleared nearly $36 million in salary cap space that makes the Browns compliant ahead of the new year. And so, you know, before restructuring that deal, the Browns were $22 million over the cap. That contract just never, ever, ever stops haunting this team, does it?
I must tell you, every time I hear, okay, you're over the cap. Well, we restructured, and now we're under the cap. We've saved $36 million. Why do we even bother with all that stuff? It's weird to me. If you can just go ahead and juggle things and give the guy money up front or whatever, maybe you should do this a different way. I don't know.
Why is it the way it is? I don't understand the rich history of this deal.
I just think it's way too convoluted.
Watson has 2 years remaining on the five-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract that he signed in March of 2022 and is still owed $46 million in each of the next two seasons. I don't know. Why do they make such a big deal about the fact that he's rehabbing in Cleveland? Have you noticed that? Like, even just looking back at the ESPN story, they're like, he's been rehabbing at the Browns practice facility in Berea after re-tearing his right Achilles tendon 3 months after the initial injury.
It's nice to know,
in October.
Though. Isn't it reassuring, Andy?
Well, is this
honest to God, if that guy could figure out a way to get out of here, I'll bet he'd do it while still getting paid.
I would. Wouldn't you?
Yes. Well, it appears that he has no football future here. So, yeah, I would think you'd want to, except for the fact that right now you're not going to be able to play anyway, so you might as well rehab here, get paid full boat.
You know, I always put great stats in stories. They're like, oh, so-and-so was all pro for the last 2 or 3 years, or so-and-so let through for 3,000 yards. Here's the line on Watson. Watson posted the lowest total QBR in the NFL before a season-ending injury. That makes us feel special, doesn't
it? Sure does.
Cleveland is also expected to receive some cap relief through its insurance policy on Watson after he missed 10 games in the 2024 season. So we might get a little bit more cap relief? Is that what the ESPN say?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple other levers that they can yank if they would like to. I just don't know how much they're liking to. I mean, that's going to be the real question out of all of this is like, Okay, you could restructure Denzel Ward. I'm sure you could restructure Jerry Jeudy. You could restructure Myles Garrett. You could, like, there's a couple different levers that you could pull along the way, but I don't know if they're going to want to.
Gotcha.
Because, like, all that stuff, it gets kicked down the road, and at some point you have a very, very rusty can looking at you, and then you got to pay off the credit card.
Cam Ward's supposed to be in town today. Sorry about the weather. The weather's got to make him go, oh, I hope Cleveland drafts me. This is great.
He needed to come in like with the trio yesterday when it was, 58.
It was Chamber of Commerce weather yesterday.
See? Winters are easy here.
He leaves Miami. It's 70 degrees in Miami, and it's going to be... it'll be 82 coming up here. I'm sorry, 76 today. It'll be in the 80s by next week in Miami. sure he's loving being in Cleveland today. I hope they keep him inside the whole time. So he
maybe he's
realize.
In Texas. He's from Texas.
Maybe he just doesn't. Maybe they keep him inside so he doesn't realize how bad the weather was today.
Maybe he just wants to be the number two overall pick and make a lot of money, and he really couldn't care less.
I love the way you think. Like, because most people are. I would be like, wouldn't you rather be the number one pick overall and make more money?
Yeah, well, maybe okay. Tennessee doesn't want you.
Wow.
Well, I'm serious. I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe they like Abdul Carter.
I'd be okay with that. We'll find out more about him at 1 o'clock when Steve Jones, the voice of Penn State football, joins us. Joel Bitonio, also another big story for the Browns here. Jeff, Bitonio says he wants to play. So you heard what I said a little bit in the first segment. Give me a little bit more on why. Is it a good thing, bad thing? Where are we with Bitonio?
Joel can still play. That's why it's good. Browns have questions on the offensive line. Main question, obviously age is one of them, and Joel is not the youngest player. But you see a lot of veteran offensive linemen playing very well into their 30s, and Joel, I think, is one of them. Is he as good as he once was? I don't know the answer to that. From everything we hear, it's no. But we also know that he's been dinged up a little bit and was fighting through some things, and maybe he heals up and he comes back and he's good to go. Right?
Yeah, I think you need a guy like Joel Bitonio on that line. You need him on that wall. 12 seasons for this team. Just total leader, pure class. You know, the organization needs some of that stability, because all we've been talking about for months is how erratic the quarterback position is again, and how many years now have we talked about how they've messed this quarterback thing up. So if you've got something that's right, you want to stick with it. That's the problem with that, is that you start talking about Myles Garrett. You got something that's right, let's stick with it. Let's move forward. Myles doesn't want to be here. This is a cumbersome offseason, isn't it? You come off a 3-win year, and it just feels like all the little stories seem to be really big. Maybe things will just start to smooth out here once we get through free agency and the draft, right?
I would think so. There's a huge opportunity here, and you've got a lot of draft picks. You have some real holes. You have some free agents who are appealing. I enjoy off seasons almost as much as I enjoy seasons in not just football, but in every sport. I like watching what our teams do. So I'm really curious to see what happens starting Monday. And of course, you'll hear it all right here, starting at noon, when legal tampering begins.
Oh, looking forward to it. It's going to be very, very exciting. But just let me touch on this one more thing about Deshaun. Like, at what point can the Browns say, we'll eat it? I mean, there's 2 years left on it now.
After this year.
Could they do it after June 1st? Could they eat it after June 1st?
It could. It just, I don't know how much sense it would make. Like, you would have to. So if you did it after June 1st, hang on, let me click buttons.
Okay.
If you did it after June 1st, you would be looking at an $82 million dead cap hit. So, no. Probably would be really hard to do it.
Because he's owed $46 million each of the next two seasons. 82. I see what you're saying. So they owe him $92 million in cash before the end of this deal.
Andy, they're going to just have to bite the bullet and pay the guy.
And that's what's going to probably end up happening at the end of next season. I bet you at the end of next season.
Yeah. And then he'd have 1 year left, and I can see them pulling a Russell Wilson
right
in Denver and just send him on his way.
Yep. And make him a free agent post-June 1. They'll make it post-June 1.
Okay, unless, dare I even say this, what if they don't draft a quarterback at 2? And what if they just sign a guy to play, you know, this year, and he's still under contract next year and he's healthy? I mean, I don't think that's likely. I would assume that he's played his last down for the Browns. But he is under contract for 2 years and he is trying to get healthy. I mean, if for some reason the Browns don't stumble into a quarterback this offseason, you do have him under contract for one more year. And at one point he was really dang good.
Yeah, I don't know when that one point was, but it feels like it was a million years ago.
Well, it wasn't here in Cleveland.
We are 6 years removed.
No, I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying you're paying the guy $92 million. As long as you're paying the guy $92 million, I think there's still a thought in the back of the head of management that, do we ever play him? I think that thought is no, but let's just stay tuned and see what happens this offseason.
Okay, so I thought until he re-injured his Achilles.
You thought there was a chance.
I thought there definitely was a chance. Yeah,
I did too. I did too.
But now after the secondary injury on the...
Combine both the injuries
tendon, yeah.
with where you're drafting. Because even if you don't take a quarterback at number two and you do at 33, you're going to have a guy who you're probably going to be playing at some point. You know, Jackson Dart seems to be like going up everybody's draft charts. You don't take a quarterback at two and he's sitting there at 33. Boom, I got him. Thanks. He's 21. Youngest quarterback in this group. Obviously the guy I'm starting to lean toward if Cam Ward goes to Tennessee.
The other one, and I know I started to talk about this before we went to break, was the return of Joe Flacco, and could that be a possibility? There's been a little bit of talk of that, and this is where I was going to break. The morning show was talking about it, and like I'm looking at that. I mean, there is a little bit of buzz out there about maybe Joe Flacco coming back.
To do what, Andy?
To play quarterback for the next 2 years. Go ahead, Dan.
It started with Adam Schefter, who was on ESPN, had this to say.
How about Joe Flacco, who's already led the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs 2 years ago? And there were people in the organization that wanted to keep him. He wanted to play. They let him go because there was some division there. He went to Indianapolis, went fine. But Joe Flacco back to Cleveland could be the perfect bridge quarterback for when Cleveland drafts a quarterback I expect to be high. So you have Flacco as the potential starter or the rookie if he's ready. Flacco's a great guy to have in the locker room. I think Joe Flacco could be in play in Cleveland.
Wow.
I can't argue with him. From everything that I heard, he is the best thing that ever hit the locker room in Berea since they've returned in 99. Is it worth it for another year to bring him in?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I heard this from inside the building. The best thing that's ever happened to that building since 99.
Chase McLaughlin was pretty good.
Probably, because that's what, you know, you're always hanging around with those guys, those kickers. I hear you. So,
Joe did a nice job here. My thought isn't based on what he did here. My thought is based on the fact that he's going to be 40 years old. And if I had a chance to sign Carson Wentz, who's 31, or Joe Flacco, I would sign Carson Wentz.
Because?
Because maybe I can help him become the quarterback that he once was, and I can have him for 4 or 5 years.
Okay, again, you want to go back and look at the history of this team since 99. How many guys were here
I'm
for 4 or 5 years?
I'm not looking behind. I'm looking ahead here. That's why I'm not looking at Joe Flacco as closely maybe as Adam Schefter or somebody else.
Jeff,
I don't think we can live in the past when it comes to this quarterback situation. You've got some free agent veterans who can play while you're teaching a young guy how to play in the NFL this year. I think, honest to God, when it comes to this, we need to quit worrying about what happened here in the past.
Yeah, I absolutely 1,000% agree with you. That's why I'm saying that if you're looking to the future, it's the quarterback that you draft this year who will be the future, whether you take him at 2 or you take him at 33. And you still need a veteran in here that's going to be able to help him get to where he needs to be. So looking at the past isn't – my looking at the past is maybe different than what – you're looking at the past is, history tells me that the Browns can't hang on to a quarterback for more than 5 years. So if you're going to breathe the sentence, I need someone who's going to be here 4 to 5 years, history will tell you that's not going to happen unless your name's Tim Couch. I mean, we just haven't had guys that have been around that long. We spit and chew these quarterbacks out like they're gum. I mean, it's ridiculous. So if you can understand what your past was to get into your future, knowing that you might be drafting your future this year, why not bring in a guy who's for 2 years and understand that he might only be here for 2 or 3 years? I'm not saying that I think Joe Flacco is the answer, but I don't think he's not an answer, especially compared to these other. Like, I'm not expecting. If you think you're bringing Carson Wentz in for 5 years,
I don't know that I am, but. I'd sure like to have somebody who might actually be able to be here for a little while.
All right, your thoughts on this, 216-474-0092. Plus, we're going to talk basketball coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Tommy Tye from the Miami Heat, Baskin and Phelps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, we played that Adam Schefter clip about the thought of maybe Joe Flacco coming back for another year next year. If that seems like the right mix to you, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. 216-474-0092. I mean, I wouldn't have a huge problem with it. Again, I wouldn't be expecting him to be the end-all, be-all. I need someone who can put bubblegum in the hole in the dam so the water doesn't come through until you're ready with a rookie quarterback that's set to go out there and play for the rest of the season.
What if you don't think that he's... What if you don't think that he's the right idea? Would you like to hear from those people too?
Yeah, I'd be fine. Yeah.
Jeff in Cleveland. He was terrible with the Colts. If he could still play, the Colts would keep him because Richardson has struggled.
So should we say that about every free agent? And how do they feel about Richardson moving forward? So
well,
should we
he's,
say so,
he's their,
so
he's their
if,
guy.
So if DK Metcalf was still good, the Seahawks wouldn't even be thinking about getting rid of him, right?
You just said you wanted to hear from people. I told you what this gentleman said.
I know. And it's a person who I respect. I have no problem with him.
How do you know you? Do you know him?
Who, Jeff? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what you just said? It was Jeff?
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Jeff?
Yeah.
Friend of the show for me, not for you. He likes to cut you.
Well, he's enjoyed that for years.
He digs deep into the Phelps family tree. So, you know, you sit here and you try to figure out, well, where are they going to go with this thing? And Deshaun Watson's contract got restructured today, so maybe that gives them, you know, a little bit of clearance. Maybe they can get somebody a little better than they wanted to because they were able to clear $36 million in salary cap space. So that, you know, I don't have a big problem with Flacco. I don't. I know what the energy was like. I know what I heard. I know what I saw. I don't really care about what happened in Indianapolis. I'm not looking for him to come in here and be anything more than a one-year guy, to be honest with you, who can help out, who, if they do decide to bring in a quarterback, they're going to need someone in that situation. We could sit here and talk about Carson Wentz, and you know, you bring Carson Wentz in, okay, what are you bringing him in for? Is there any confusion on why you would bring Carson Wentz in? If he comes out, he looks good, yet you're definitely – what happens if he comes in? What happens if Carson Wentz comes in and sets the world on fire? Now what are you doing with that quarterback that everyone seems to want to get it to, except for me?
I'm going to let him be Jordan Love. Sit for 3 years.
Is that really what's going
to
happen?
I'm talking to Mr. Let's Not Rush These Guys Onto the Field.
I understand that.
And you're
that.
Looking for a one-year Band-Aid?
So you're going to – if you believe in the guy you're bringing in, there's going to be a rush and a push to get him out on the field. This is why I don't want to draft a quarterback.
You like too. Rush.
Yeah, I love Rush. Getty, come on. Serious? This isn't even rest of soul.
So why do you want to rush him onto the field?
Alex, how are you? No, I'm not.
Andy,
I'm telling you the way the world works, Jeff.
I think you can get better quarterback play out of somebody else other than Joe Flacco if you need to put a guy on the field. I do. I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers.
So are you saying...
I'd rather have Russell Wilson.
Are you saying that...
I'd rather have Gardner Minshew.
I would not rather have Gardner Minshew. I'm not a Gardner Minshew fan. But are you saying what Adam Schefter is saying is he's off his rocker?
No, I'm saying I would prefer other guys.
All right, I'll respect you for that.
Thanks.
Not that I agree, I'll respect you. Jack is in Lorain. Hi, Jack.
It means a lot to me.
No, it doesn't mean nothing.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
Thank you, Jack. How are you?
I'm great. There's a lot of cogs to my call here, and I'll try to run through it quick, so please don't.
I'm not hanging up on you there, Mr. Cogswell. Keep going.
Just talk.
Okay. For me, the whole quarterback issue rests on several things. I think they do need to trade Myles Garrett and hopefully get 2 first-round picks for him.
I think you're dreaming.
People are going to hate this. I think they should trade Denzel Ward and probably get a 2nd-round pick for him and other things.
Why do you want to trade Denzel?
Because I think there's enough in the draft and in free agency that we can pick up what we lose for him.
So you're saying the guys coming out of college are as good as Denzel Ward? Just making sure. I just want to make sure you're going on the record.
Nope, didn't say that at all.
You just said we could replace him.
I said we could replace him with veterans.
Veteran. Okay, keep going.
So, no, not as good as him. Don't get me wrong. But with his injury history, I think that's a big issue. I think we should trade down once or twice within the top 10, if possible, and again, pick up another 1st-round pick. So these are my hopes. So I end up with 3 first-round picks next year between Miles and trading down. And then I take a quarterback at pick 67 or 94, probably Kyle McCord or Will Howard. And then maybe in the 5th or 6th round, I'm hoping to get Rourke or Shaw. And I'm letting these guys battle out for positions in the quarterback room.
It sounds like you're trying to build a really mediocre team, Jack.
And I'm taking those 3 picks next year in a quarterback draft that's supposed to be 100% better than this one, and I'm getting a quarterback then, too.
So, okay, just for the record, we have 3 first-round picks now. Ours, whoever we trade Miles for, and whoever we trade Denzel for, is that?
No, you're not getting a first-rounder for Denzel.
Okay, where's that 3rd pick coming from?
2 for Miles.
No, 3 next year, because when I trade down out of 2, I think I'm going to get one next year also.
You keep trading away top talent and top picks. That builds mediocre teams.
I'm going to stay within the top 10 when I trade down.
All right, Jack, thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to think
through. I buy a lottery ticket once a week from JJ downstairs, too, Jack.
You know what my favorite part of these kind of conversations are is that we build out this roadmap for what we think the Browns are going to do. Unfortunately, you need teams on the other side that would want to agree with what you're saying. Let's just give the Browns everything they need. We'll help them out.
Miles wants to go to a crummy team. Let's get 2 number ones from them.
That's true, right? Let's go back to the premise that if you're going to trade Miles, don't forget that Miles and his demands here are that he wants to go play for a team that's a Super Bowl contender, but yet if you're picking in the top 10, odds are they're not a Super Bowl contender because they wouldn't be picking in the top 10 if they were.
And you would accrue $66 million in dead cap that you would have to figure out how to make cap compliant so that you can actually play football in 2025.
Jeff just said that didn't matter in the beginning of the show.
Ask Deshaun. He'll give you more money back.
Yeah. Wait, did we cut him?
No, not yet.
Oh, I missed that. Did he want to cut him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, speaking of that, Mark's in Mentor. Hi, Mark.
Mark.
Hi.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got a question, and I'll hang up.
Sure.
What would happen if we cut Deshaun Watson?
Here we go.
Huge, huge penalty cap implications. So it's a problem, Mark. That's the issue. In a perfect world, you could just cut him, write him a check, and send him on his way. This isn't a perfect world because of the salary cap.
$172 million in dead cap space.
There it is.
And you cannot weasel your way out of that. You cannot kick that can down the road. You cannot pass go. You cannot collect $200. You will go right to non-competitive football jail.
Well, wait,
you will have to cut everybody.
But wait, if we trade Denzel along with that, then how much more jail
are
we in?
Well, that would put you at about $200 million, which means you would have to figure out some way to build a football team for, what's the cap now? Is it like $230 million? Something like that, $240 million? Yeah, you would have to do that. So, good luck.
Wait, so we would have how much in dead cap space that we couldn't use?
About $200 million.
And then how much are you allowed to have to spend?
Let me see what the cap is this year. So you would then have, so it'd be 279. So you would have about $79 million to build a 53-man roster. And that's going to compete to win football games. Good luck. You can't cut them. You're stuck.
Exactly. You might be able to cut him after next year.
It's what nobody wants to hear. In the year 2025, you cannot cut Deshaun Watson. You are stuck with him in your building, around your locker room, and rehabbing inside of that building. He cannot go anywhere else.
Well, he could go to Florida and rehab if he wanted to.
He could, but what happened the last time it was down in Florida?
It didn't go very well, did it?
Well,
maybe that could lead to an injury settlement.
It feels really dark.
Sure does.
Borderline mob-like.
Sure does.
All right, Mike's in Avon, and he's going to ask a question that I thought right out of the gate. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey. Long time I haven't talked, but I'll let you guys do the math. The Haslam saved $36 million with this restructure of Deshaun Watson's contract. What kind of a hit do we take if we trade Garrett? $36 million? Is that coincidental?
No, it's 90,
or am I just being dumb here?
No. You're not being dumb. So they still have to pay Deshaun Watson X amount of money. It's not like that money is like disappeared in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
It just no longer sits on that cap number that works. So that's part of this whole cap gymnastics thing that everybody looks at and goes, like Jeff makes a really valid point, which is, okay, is this honestly real? But so you would then accrue another penalty if you traded Myles Garrett. So you're not really saving a penalty to get another penalty. You're putting a penalty on top of a penalty, if that makes sense.
Okay, I guess. I'm trying to figure out whether they're going to trade him or not. I mean, his maximum value would come in a trade, okay? If they wait, okay, then it gets really messy. That's all I'm saying.
Or he decides he wants to play. That would end the messiness too. So
yes, it would.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Let's sneak one more in. All right, Greg is in Astrobula. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Hi, how are you?
Good. So I have a theory. If you draft a quarterback like Phelpsy wants us to do and let him sit for a couple years.
Hang on one second. Jeff, are you on the record of saying you want a quarterback at two?
If Cam Ward's there at two, I'll take him. If he's not, I don't want to draft a quarterback at two.
Okay, there you have that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But I would take one at 33. And his name would be Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe.
I really love Jackson Dart. So if we take a quarterback at like two and we're in this arms race for quarterbacks, if we bring a guy in and we want him to start for a couple years while this kid learns, would you agree with me that the further away, no matter how much studying you do and keep your nose in the books and in the computer, that the further you get away from playing the game, I don't care how much time you put in studying, you're just not as sharp. I mean, if we bring a guy in, a veteran, pick a name, and bring him in, and by week 10, now the wheels have fell off, and we bring in our rookie, I believe that's the better play. Get his feet wet, get the toes in the water, and I think if you look at the college football playoffs, there's a small sample size there. So all them first round bye teams, they all got bounced. Why did they get bounced? Well, because they weren't as sharp as the teams that they played.
Yeah, but
why
college not? Football well, teams to get weeks off all, I mean, some college football teams have two bye weeks. And so, I mean, we're just talking about a week. It wasn't like missing weeks.
Well, I'm just saying that's the smallest sample size I can use to look at it. A time away, you're not as sharp, right? These guys are sharp. They're playing.
So 1 week is – I get it. I see what you're saying. Greg, thank you. Greg in Astrobula.
If you take a quarterback at two, Andy, I don't think you're signing a guy in free agency who you're thinking can play for a couple of years. If you don't draft a guy at two and you take a guy in the second round, he might need a couple of years to develop. That's the difference here, in my estimation.
All right, we'll get back to a lot of this because Daryl Ryder is going to join us at noon. And, of course, we're going to talk to Steve Jones, voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions at 1 o'clock. So we've got plenty more football to talk about when we come back. But we got to turn back the clock to last night, don't we? Come on, Cavs, big win last night, clinching a top six spot in the East, meaning they're in the full playoffs. No, none of that play-in tournament garbage for the Cavaliers. They're in. They proved it last night. And what a special moment it was in downtown Cleveland for a former Cavalier. We'll talk about all that straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.